Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and we're going to go ahead now and start taking callers. Before we do so, please visit howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. That is howpsychic.com. Running some good specials over there. Go check them out and try and take advantage of them while you still can. Our first caller today will be brought on momentarily. As we bring on each caller, you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and you're going to go right into your question. It is only one question per caller per show. So please be precise in what you want to know. Our first caller tonight is area code 561. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm calling from West Palm. And my question is, what do you see coming up for me for love, please?
Okay. Wow, okay. The first thing I'm seeing is rainbows here. So there's lots of colors out there right now. What this normally indicates to me is that you have two situations that you're going to be dealing with, okay? One situation tells me that there is a past history here. Someone from your past, I feel that the spirits are saying that person will come back around. They will have communication with you again in the near future. As to how long that's going to be, I don't really know, but I do know that it seems to be within the near future, which means that it could be this year. This is going to be for closure rather than to see it move forward, okay? The spirits are also saying that there is something much higher quality that's moving in towards your life, okay? The manifestation properties in your life right now are very good. This higher quality opportunity for your love life is coming just around the bend, just around the corner. We're looking at you seeing or finding this in your life before the end of this month. We're already on the 14th, so we don't have that long to go. What does come in, this person is going to put in effort, and they're not going to be like the people from the past. They're also going to be a little bit more communicable with you as far as how they feel or what their attractabilities are towards you, okay? The attraction on the physical and spiritual levels does seem to be there. As far as your financial standpoint, it's not exactly what you're asking, but they are giving you a second message here, which is that financially you are having some struggle right now, but you're going to be okay, and they're going to try and help you see through it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller today is area code 541. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Anna, and I'm calling from Oregon. And I'm going through some financial challenges that just don't seem to stop, so I'm wondering what you see.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So now, one thing that I'm seeing is, yes, there are financial issues there. It seems to have come down on you like a ton of bricks here. It just happened out of the blue, happened from nowhere, okay? And there's a lot of communication issues when it comes to people that just have jealousy towards you, creating these issues, creating a lot of confusion going on here. What the spirits are saying is that they will suffer the consequences of their own karma. However, that is not what is concerning right now. What is concerning is to see that you're going to get over this hump, that you're going to get past this. It has really put you behind, and I feel that you are going to see the light at the end of this tunnel. I'm getting a 5-day time period on this. this one, okay? So within 5 days, you're going to start to see some of that light at the end of the tunnel. You're going to get some improvements within your financial life. One of my biggest suggestions right now, if you're going to pray to anybody in spirit, especially in God, then also call upon the spirit of Saint Expedite. And if he helps you, then going to go ahead and tell you to tell somebody else that how well he helped you who might be struggling and to pray themselves towards him. But Saint Expedite really helps bring things in faster. And he's in favor of today rather than of tomorrow. Okay, so he really tries to bring things in very quickly. The spirits are saying that there are a couple of options that are going to come your way. The first option should be within a 4-day time period, if not beforehand, okay? That's going to be sort of like word of mouth through a friend. I think that would help you, but do not count that as the only option. There's two other options that are out there, one within the 5-day time period and then one outside of that. These are also going to be good. The second one, but not the third. So what this is saying is that the second one to come in is going to be the best one. The third one may just be something small, okay? So I do see the help coming your way that you are in need of. You're also waiting on something to work out. It's going to be postponed a little bit, but it will work out. So just have faith in that, but don't completely count on it coming in at certain time periods.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a few of those, so...
Oh, I'm sure there is, but this is the one I'm speaking of is the one that's mostly on your mind, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. For those of you tuning in and listening to today's show that would like your question answered, we will be with you momentarily. Please don't forget to visit howpsychic.com. for all of your private reading needs. We have a lot of great specials going on over there, and you can always get great deals for your private readings on howpsychic.com. Our prices are low, but our quality is high. Our next caller today is area code 928. Hello there, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, hi, my name is Alfina. I'm calling from Arizona, and my question is, I'm wondering what advice or any messages you can pick up on my relationship.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you know, the first thing I'm seeing is some smiles here. So when I see smiles, I feel good. That means that something good is about to happen there. I do sense, however, that there's sort of an awkwardness that's going on. I'm not getting so much of a communication message here, like there's a communication issue. I'm just seeing the term that there is an awkwardness that's happening. That should be cleared up in the next 3 days. Okay. Right. What I'm also seeing is that it's about clarity rather than the amount of communication given or gotten. So clarity, being precise about how you feel and making sure that you communicate to them that they need to tell you how they feel is very important. A relationship world for you, I see, is going to have some good improvement here. I'm feeling, wow, okay. There is a message, too, that there was a distraction in that other individual's life by someone, not necessarily from their past or romantically speaking, but sort of like a close individual to them, a friend, from what I can tell. Is that something that's happened for you?
Yes, and I believe it's probably his cousin brother. I don't really know him, and he doesn't know me, but for some reason he tends to kind of bring up stuff from the past to sort of get him upset, and that's kind of what took place recently.
A little bit of a manipulation factor, I understand. Well,
yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, what I'm seeing is that will not be a problem after next month comes, okay? We're looking at around this time next month that that problem's sort of going to fade into the background and no longer be there. Could be going away sooner, but this is kind of what I'm getting here. I wish you the best on that subject. However, I do get the message that you would very greatly benefit on this subject and many others if you go and get a private reading with myself from our website, because I feel there's a lot more to this, and I just don't have the time over the air to give that out to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to be bringing on our next and final caller for today. This is area code 484. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your questions.
Hi, this is Tonetta calling. How are you? And I'm calling
from
Philadelphia,
PA. I'm doing okay, Tonetta. How are you, hon?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. It looks like some things have improved for you, but there's others that are still just not budging. What's going on?
Right. My main question is, I want to know, when am I going to get contact from Daniel? We had a little bit of a falling out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I would like to know what you see is going to go on here.
You know what? I'm getting the egg on this one. The egg will be cracked. So what this means is that he's going to go ahead and reach out. He will apologize in this case, okay? Don't know why, but he's going to actually swallow the pride. Can you believe it?
Oh, my God. This actually is world history. We need to get contact the news for this one. You know
right.
that.
I know, but the bells are ringing
him,
on this one, okay?
You actually see him apologizing that he's actually
yes,
going to admit
yes.
that he did wrong.
Oh, yeah. And, honey, I know your case very well. We've talked and spoken at length before about this. But, yeah, that apology is going to come in. And I only have a week and about 2-day time period on this one. So not bad at all. Mm-hmm. Now, you know how my timelines work. It's either before or at that time, you know, whatever. But
okay. This
is what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's awesome. So hopefully he will learn his lesson this time and quit the game playing.
Oh, yeah, and some of the other things as well.
Yes. So, I mean, I just want him to be serious when he comes back this time. I mean, I'm really tired
most
of
certainly. Certainly. Serious and sincere are the two words that are coming up the most.
Oh, good. So I can trust him. Is it safe to trust him?
At this point, when it happens, I believe it will. But do not trust him until the apology actually happens.
Okay. All right. Well, I will be in touch. I'm very excited.
Wonderful. Thank you, sweetie.
Have a good night. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You too. All right. And once more, we all want to wish you namaste, love, light, and good night. Please don't forget to visit howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. That is howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. Good night.